Chrysanthemum Cliff, have you ever peeked at a present? Have you ever snuck a peek at a Christmas present?
I don't think I've ever like actually looked at one, but I have. I'm a pretty good guesser
even when you were a kid.
You know, I was one of those kids that was always afraid of getting caught. You know what I mean? Like, I was a good kid, Heather. My brother was the hellion.
So, okay. Like, I'm shocked by this because I read this statistic. 26% of people say they have never peeked at a present. And I immediately said out loud, well, 26% of people are also liars. But if you're telling me that you've never snuck a peek at a present, then I might believe this statistic.
Yeah, I don't think so. At least not on purpose. Like, I think there are times where I have like run across a present on accident. Like, I think my mom actually was the one that told me that she would like wait until her parents were asleep and go unwrap presents and like retape them. I think it was my mom that did. She'll let me know. She will comment to tell me, but I'm pretty sure she was the one that did that. So I've never done anything that nefarious.
I don't like surprises. I'm not good with surprises. So, I mean, my hunting started as a child going through my dad's wallet and looking for receipts to stores.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I just want to know things. I want to know where you went, what you bought, what it cost. I don't even have to find the actual present. Like, as a child, I would just, that was always step one, go through my dad's wallet.
That's hilarious.
And like the easiest cover story would be like, what, like, why are you holding my wallet, Heather? Oh, the cat knocked it off the table. I was just picking it up.
I'm just stealing money. What?
Okay. Also, let's go through this. Have you ever re-gifted anything, Cliff?
I think I've done that. Like, I can't think of anything in particular, but I'm pretty sure I have.
I have done that as well. 39% of people claim they have never re-gifted anything. I oftentimes would re-gift a gift card. So if somebody gives me a gift card to a specific restaurant that I don't love, but I know that someone else loves that place, I'm classically going to re-gift that gift card.
Fair.
Have you ever gone Christmas caroling, Cliff?
I have once. I was very young. I was like 12.
See,
me
this,
and like five or six girls I knew went.
This is hilarious because I have also gone Christmas caroling. And 68% of people say they have never gone Christmas caroling.
I think that's a tradition we should bring back. Like, Christmas caroling's fun.
It is. We used to do it for one of the shelters, the animal shelters that I volunteered at to get donations. Yes. And it was so much fun because we would bring a cordial adoptable dog with us, a dog that was down for going around and caroling for a little. Not all dogs like Christmas caroling.
Did he sing with you?
He didn't howl with us, but yeah, it was adorable. I remember that was a fun night.
I saw a lady on TikTok the other day that had trained her dog to sing in different keys. Like, she'd play a note on the piano and her dog would sing to that note, like howl to that note. It was very, very cool.
Fun fact about dog howling. If you talk to a dog behaviorist, howling in dog language actually means I'm very annoyed. It's not singing. It's not I love you. It's not any sort of adorable thing. Literally, in quote unquote dog, it means I'm very annoyed.
Could you please stop making me sing to this piano, you dumb woman? That's hilarious.
What do you have for us today, Cliff?
Oh, I'm going to talk about cookie exchanges. Have you ever done a cookie exchange?
No, but I literally just watched a PBS special on it.
So this is something that I personally have never gotten to participate in. And it seems a little bit rude, really, because I love eating cookies. And I would make cookies in order. I mean, and don't get me wrong. I reaped the benefits of Brooke going to a cookie exchange. Do not, you know, think I did not. But I never was invited to one. They just left me out and I felt kind of bad about it. But it's fine. So this again, kind of one of those, maybe it's too late for this year unless you've got some friends that, man, just want to really get together, you know, this close to the holidays and cook some cookies. But if you enjoy eating cookies,
Who doesn't?
Don't want, exactly. Man, you know those people, Heather. You're like, hey, you want a cookie? They're like, oh, I don't really eat sugar. And I'm like, but it's a cookie. They're like, I haven't really had a cookie since, like, I don't know, maybe 2014. Like, you know those people, don't you?
Yeah, they're rude. They're like, oh, carbs. People. I haven't had carbs. Ugh. Shut up.
Just eat a cookie. Just have half a cookie. You don't need to eat the entire thing. Just take it and don't eat it. It's fine. Anyway, if you like to eat cookies and like to eat a bunch of different kinds of cookies, but you don't have the time or the energy to cook like 75 different types of cookies, a cookie exchange is absolutely the way to go about getting a bunch of different kinds of cookies. And only having to make one kind of cookie yourself. So you find a bunch of friends, you get together, you have, you know, watch some Hallmark movies, you know, have some cocoa or have some more adult versions of cocoa if that's your thing, or just add things to your cocoa, whatever you want to do, really. Have a little party and everyone brings X number of dozens of cookies, depending on how many friends you have. So you all bring, you know, your one cookie, divide it up into, you know, however, you know, if there's five people, maybe bring five dozen cookies or, you know, whatever. And then everybody trades their cookies to everybody else. So you go with five dozen cookies, you come home with five dozen cookies, but the five dozen cookies you come home with are a different five dozen than you left with. And so you get to try a bunch of different kind of cookies made by a bunch of different people. Hopefully they're all delicious. But you know, maybe they're interesting. Maybe they're different. Maybe they're the kind of cookies you remember when you were growing up, you know. Everyone has a different cookie tradition. And it's a terrific way to not have to, you know, because making five dozen cookies is not that hard. Five dozen of the same kind. Making five dozen different kinds of cookies, that's a lot of work and a lot of ingredients. So it saves you a little bit of money, saves you a little bit of time, and you still get to eat delicious cookies. It's the best of all the worlds, Heather.
I can't believe you're speaking about this right after I saw a PBS special on it. So may I add a couple things from the special Please. I just watched? One of the tips, if you've never done this before, is don't have more than 10 people because it's too many cookies to handle. It's too many dozens.
Yep.
They said you're suggesting five, Cliff. They were suggesting four dozen. You do as many dozen as you want to do. The other tip they said was make it a rule that no one can do just regular basic chocolate chip.
Fair.
Yep. Because that ups the difficulty level.
Probably specify too that like it does seem like one of those things that people might cop out and like just try and get some from the store.
No store bought.
Don't do that. Yeah.
The other thing they suggested was to print off little cards with the recipe for each take-home box.
Oh, so, that's so fun.
Yes. And either you can do that yourself or you can send all of the recipes to the host and then the host can print them off. And a couple of the hosting tips were to purchase really cute takeaway containers that would house all the cookies that you would take home with you.
Oh, that's fun.
And then also potentially print off in advance all the recipes that people could take home with them. I just don't see myself going to a cookie exchange and coming home with like 10 different cookie recipes and actually after baking four or five dozen cookies myself, actually then baking all these other dozens of cookies from recipes I've never seen before. That sounds stressful.
That's next year.
That's another thing for next year. Yep. Okay, got it.
So you just push those recipes forward 365 days and then you, or just pick one, you know, bring a different one to your Christmas party next year.
Smart. That's why you're the brains, Chrysanthemum Cliff.
Or Heather, you want to hear something crazy?
Yes.
You can make Christmas cookies any month you want.
That's true. I support that. Actually, 3% of people have their Christmas tree up all year long. So rock on with your 3% bad self.
I want to be one of those people so bad.